message this morning, Raj, and we're just going to push it as much as we can. Last week we talked about being real, but we had to cut it short. Whereas I didn't have to do that in the second service, but I didn't want to leave it like that. Let's go a little further. I've titled this portion, Real Fruit, Real Spirit. Say that with me. Real Fruit, Real Spirit. Man, I hollered so much, get so excited, I'm like at a ball game again. You know, I also want to give thanks for our school sports programs that we have right here at Lemon Bay High School. But Coach Casal and the track team did very, very well. Won regionals, is that correct? Won regionals right here at Lemon Bay High School. Went to states, and by the way, this is the third largest state in the whole country, Florida, head of New York now. Third largest. So, buddy, when you go to states here, you got about 20 million in this state. This is a big deal. It's not, you know, this is a lot of kids, a lot of competition. And you had one finish, what? Third? 4x8 finished third in the whole state of Florida, which is incredible. And you had another one that finished? Yep. Amen. Okay, praise the Lord. So, can't just thank the Lord for the kids. Amen? Come on. Praise God. Awesome. Come on, I wish I could run. Anyway, here we go. Real fruit, real spirit. Let's go with the message. Got about 20 minutes. Let's see what we can do. R-E-A-L. Real. Just a little acrostic. We didn't get to this last week in the early service, but this has been around for a while. I'd heard it before. And real means ready, expectant, authentic, and loving. Say that with me. Ready, expectant, authentic, and loving. What is it to be real and to be really filled with the Spirit and not be kooky to where you can be relatable and all that kind of stuff, you know, instead of like, oh, whatever, okay? Because people want you to be real. I'm telling you that right now. World, when you make stuff up, they know you crazy. You might not think so, and your little church people might not think so. I'm going to tell you, they know, okay? I'm trying to be ugly, but I'm just the way it is. So ready, what does ready mean? Hearts, arms, and hands open to receive what the Lord has for you in your life. As far as His Spirit working in and through you. You don't have to make stuff up. Be ready to receive what is there for you in the Scriptures and what God wants to do in your life. Expectant is full of hope and confidence. Being real is that. To show, you know, I'm a believer. But if you're not full of hope and you don't have any confidence in what you believe, you expect that to relate to other people and people to want that? No, it ain't happening. Authentic. What does that mean? True. Say true. You can say what you want to, but if you're not truthful and you're doing something or you're saying something that's not biblical or whatever, I'm going to tell you something. They're going to read it all day long. Authentic means I'm true, I'm readable, and I'm relatable. Say the word relatable. Relatable. People need to know, man, that hope that you have in you. Wow, I believe I could have that. You're not much different than I am. Okay, and then finally, loving, serving, caring, and sharing. Just moving real quick here. What is the word real? What does real look like? The word real, by the way, means genuine and authentic. That's what it means when you look at the Webster's Dictionary. Also, it means not imaginary or ideal. Would you say that with me? Not imaginary or ideal. Being real, a real believer filled with the Spirit before other people, is not making stuff up. Not being imaginary or an ideal state. Guys, it's okay to weep. It's okay to struggle. It's okay. You know, you don't always have to be, well, pray Jesus. Life ain't full of all that. You understand? Say. The Bible says in everything give thanks. I understand that. The Bible, we do have hope and confidence in the Lord. But also, but to a real lost world, they need to see you got skin too. You know what I'm saying? My pastor, who I love for years, he said, angels don't come to my house and cut the grass. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, you're just real, too. You have to work hard, too. You got struggles, too. You married, too. You got children, too. It's okay. But and when you struggle, it's all right to show that. I'm starting to talk like Flip Wilson. If y'all don't know him, Google it later. What did Flip Wilson say? If you know it, the See, they know. They know the devil made me do it. Here we go. Come on. What does real look like? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. That's what being filled with the Spirit looks like. Put it up there one more time. Here's what it looks like. What does being filled with the Spirit, led by the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, what does it look like, Pastor? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And by the way, that'll work on the world every day. Every day it will work. Let's talk about it real quick. I'm going to break it down. Love. Again, I went over this in the second service last week, but didn't have a chance to do it with you guys. Love. Now, this is my word, sacrificial. Love is sacrifice for others. It ain't scratchy. What does that mean? I scratch your back, you scratch mine. You give me something, I give you something. You like me, I like you. No. The Spirit in your life says, I love you without getting anything in return. Because He loved me without getting anything in return. You hear me, yes or no? That's Spirit-filled love. You didn't have to scratch His back, so don't make others scratch yours. You hear me this morning, yes or no? You want to be real? And reach people for the Lord? Oh, this will work good everywhere. Joy. What's the word joy mean? Well, fancy terminology would be the abiding presence of God in your life. Okay? God in your life. Gary talk is this, knowing God lives in my house. That's from the Holy Spirit, the living God, having that confidence that God lives inside of me. Amen? The Holy Spirit, the living God, He walks with me and He talks with me and He tells me I'm His own. Amen? And say, come on. Peace. This is what real Spirit looks like, by the way. Real Spirit. Peace. Peace with God and peace of God. Forgiven, forgotten, forever. Say that with me. Forgiven, forgotten. I'm going to tell you something right now. That's a work of the Holy Spirit when you and I have made some horrible choices in our life and God forgives us. And here's the cool thing. It's for us to know that we're forgiven. I'm forgiven. And to know that it's forgotten. Oh, and wait a minute. It's as far as the east is from the what? And He remembers it no what? No more. Is that, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying with the Holy Spirit so often, we think we've got to do this or get some emotional high or this. And I'm not saying you can't get excited and all that. Sure we do. But the point is, guys, this is the ticket, though. This is the greatest stuff. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? And this is what the world needs to see. How about this one? This is from the Holy Spirit. Long-suffering. It means enduring with patience the what? The unendurable. The unendurable. I can do this through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Say. And again, my language is this. Long-suffering to me is to bear up with a what? With a smile. How can you do that? I'm not talking about just phony, no. Uh-uh. I'm talking about it's this confidence. Knowing that God lives in my house, knowing that I am forgiven, is forgotten forever, knowing that He loved me first, regardless of what I face, doesn't mean I can't weep or struggle. I do, but I can bear up with a smile. I can still go out and smile and help somebody else. And a lot of times I can take the pain in my life, and the Holy Spirit can use it to help other people. You listening or not? And they will thank you for it. They won't go, get away from me, you know. You're being long-suffering to me. You're a kook. They won't do that. They won't run from you. They'll run to you. Real fruit, real spirit. You listening or not? Don't overlook this. Gentleness. I challenge you sometime. Listen to your favorite Holy Spirit teacher. And find out how many times he talks about the fruit of the Spirit. As compared to money and healing. You listening or not this morning? I think this should be talked about a lot. Amen. Say. Fruit of the Spirit? The Holy Spirit? Come on. Gentleness. What is that? A respectful what? Kindness. Now, some of us really need to work on this one. Gary, sometimes. I know that Holy Spirit's in my life. You know why? Because I would usually say a lot more to people than I say sometimes. You understand? We can be respectful. And not what? Rude and what? How many ever heard that line, mean as a snake? Well, mean as a snake. How many ever met a Christian? Mean as a snake. Last week, I go home, and one of my young'uns, Hannah, Kim's oldest daughter, she works at Outback. And she says there's a church that comes every Sunday to Outback and makes a big reservation every Sunday. Rude and mean as a snake. Right after they get out of God's house. If you leave here and you go to restaurants and you're rude and mean as a snake and I find out about it, I'm going to come after you. Come on! Yeah! I'm putting waitresses on notice in this town. You just pop. You just slap them. Here we go. Come on. This is of the Spirit. We can be rude and we can be mean. Sometimes it's deserving. Sure it is. But the Holy Spirit helps us go now. Right? Say. Goodness. Caring and what? Caring and sharing. Where does that come from? The Holy Spirit. But look, it means going the extra mile for folks. Not doing just what you have to do. But being good and going overboard for people. Next, we're going to talk about my mama and her pastor's coming and my friend. But the lady, after mama was murdered, I went to the fence and the lady at the fence said, your mama came to this fence every day. And she never came without something in her hand to give me. That's quite a testimony. What is that? That won't, mama. Mama was a drunk. Mama was messed up a lot of her life. Well, that was because God came into her life and changed her. Amen? Beautiful. Going the extra mile. Don't shortchange the things, the little things you do for people. The little things. It can be just going next door and checking on a neighbor, making sure she's all right, or picking up the paper and taking it to their house. You know, whatever. It can be just a little something, a little cup of soup, or a little anything. Don't think that's not the Holy Spirit, the living God working in and through you. Amen. Say. It's huge. And it's real. And the people can relate to that. And they go, wow. Faith. It's from the Spirit. What does that mean? God is in control. God is in control. How many have had some crazy out of control situations in your life? Out of control. But God helped you. God helped you somehow in your crazy mind to somehow be focused enough to get through it. Can I see your hand? Come on. Yeah. Aren't you tired in your life being knee-jerk all the time? Just, whatever. You know, whatever. What my day's going to be like, the weather. Don't you want something that's more solid than that? It's called no buts. Yeah, but you don't know what I ain't never done. You don't know what I ain't never gone through. You're just saying that to make yourself feel better. There's a lot of hurt in this room. There's also a lot of faith in this room. Amen. Say that we believe God, period. What does that mean? Doesn't mean we aren't real. Doesn't mean we don't hurt. Doesn't mean we don't get angry. Doesn't mean we don't get upset. Doesn't mean we don't struggle. But it means because of Him, I'm going to believe anyway. See, I believe, I believe. Say that with me. I believe, I believe. Say that with me. I believe, I believe, I believe. Now, if you don't believe, I believe, well, I hope I can do better on helping you know I believe. But I believe, I believe. Come on. Meekness, another fruit of the Spirit. Meekness. What is that? Strength under what? Speaks of a war horse, actually with a bit in his mouth, and the guy will get on his back and we'll drive him right into battle. And he'll do it. We have an adversary we're fighting. And life's hard sometimes. But meekness is keeping ourselves, that strength under control, though, in our life. You're not just out there flying off at the handle all the time. But meekness isn't weakness. Say that with me. Meekness ain't weakness. It's a lot, takes a lot stronger person under the control and power of the Holy Spirit to withstand and to go through a situation without just flying off the handle or whatever. Okay? You can go through situations and your choice can be to go shoot up or to go, you know, go get wasted. Or to go just, you know, have sex with everybody you can think of. Whatever. People do different crazy things. Or you could absolutely say, I'm going to trust God. And I'm going to believe God. And I'm going to keep myself under control. And me and Jesus, we're going to make it. Understand? Yes or no? You hearing me? Temperance. A little bit different. Temperance. A little bit like meekness in a way. But the word temperance is self-control. Self-control. Say self-control, please. Self-control. That's the Holy Spirit of the living God. Let's do a little test. How many before you came to Christ, you got into just following Him and His Word, you were far more out of control? Can I see your hand? Far more out of control. Okay? I'm trying to be nice here. Temperance is a gift of the Holy Spirit of the living God. It's a fruit of the Spirit, rather. Fruit of the Spirit of the living God, which is also a gift. It's incredible. That we don't have to live out of control lives. I don't have to make the dumb, stupid choices I've always made. Why? Because I got Him now. Yes or no? Say. But if you don't read the Word, that's where faith comes by hearing the Word of God. God's not trying to. How many ever thought God was trying to pick on you? I mean, you know, we've been taught that, right? God just trying to pick on me, wants my life to be miserable, don't want me to have any fun. Well, that's not, that's bull. God made you. How many have come to realize some of the substance abuse maybe that you've done in your life? It really ain't all that looking back on it. Can I see your hand? How about that? Come on. Not out of control living. Self-control comes from the Spirit of the living God. And by the way, when you exemplify that to other people, they can see that, and you're not judging them or using it over their head, it gives them hope for themselves. Amen? Say, you all right? So, the word joy. This is an acrostic also that we've used over the years, you know, down through the church. Jesus, others, and you. Joy. Jesus, others in you. You want to have joy in your life? Put Jesus first, then others, then yourself. Have you ever heard that before? Teach that in your little Sunday school class. That's what we've taught, okay? Jesus, others, and you. But I want you to see this. Jesus, the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. Okay? And then others, the fruits of the Spirit, how we respond to others, long-suffering, and we're gentle, and we're good to other folk. Amen. Say. And then you have faith. You be meek. You keep yourself under control. And that's with the Holy Spirit's power in your life. And that's how you can have joy in your life. Amen? See that? Fruits of the Spirit. Okay? Rog, we're almost done. Here's what I want to do in closing today. We've talked about what does the real Spirit look like. I am certainly not saying that when you're filled with the Spirit, you don't get excited. I'm not saying that at all. I am saying this, and I'll stand by it. So much of what I see today in the church and on TV is made up mess. Are you listening or not? Now, whether you like me saying that or not, but this is me after many years. I mean, I'm from the real world too. Okay? And I could talk about this forever. Okay? A lot of what I see is made up mess. Okay? A lot of hype. A lot of people getting rich. Yes or no? Come on. I want you to see what it looked like back in the book of Acts, real fast, laid on top of the fruits of the Spirit. I want you to see when the Holy Spirit came, and then the fruits of the Spirit that we saw in Galatians. I want you to see what it looks like when you compare the two. Quickly, watch it. I'm going to read the scripture. Then they that gladly received His word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the who? Apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. And they sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, in breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now, you saw them pop up. Let's now compare them and sort of lay them together on the fruit of the Spirit. Sometimes we're taught being filled with the Holy Spirit is something crazy, when I don't believe it is. I believe it's more real than we realize. You hearing me or not? And I want you to see, here's witnesses to the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit. Witnesses in the book of Acts. Witnesses in the fruit. Here it is. They gladly received God's word. They were obedient to the Lord's commands. They were steadfast. They feared the Lord, had awe and reverence. They voluntarily served the Lord. They freely gave to the work of the Lord. They continued in unity every day. They praised the Lord regardless, and they walked in the favor of the Lord with other people. Okay? That's what Acts was. So here's the witness, and here's the fruits. I want you to see them as we've compared them together. Okay? Look at them. They gladly received God's word. Say that word with me. Whoa, stop. Does that sound like that goes together? Say. You glad to receive God's word? I believe God what? That's the Spirit. How many used to not believe the Bible, didn't care what it said? Can I see your hand? You didn't care what it said. Put your hand up. Are you lying in this house? What y'all doing? Absolutely. Oh, I didn't care what the Bible said. Now I believe the Bible. Are you kidding me? That's from the Spirit of the living God. Come on. So glad to receive God's word, faith. Obedient to the Lord's commands, they were. That's meekness. Being obedient, like that war horse, remember? Say, yeah, to His commands. Well, I don't want to do that, but God said it, so that's what I'm going to do. Amen. That's the Spirit that helps you do that. Steadfast. That's temperance. Steadfast. Keeping yourself under control. Doing the right thing. Staying with it. You hear me or not? Fearing the Lord. Awe and reverence for God. Loving God. Loving Him. Loving others. They did. Voluntarily serving the Lord. Gentleness. Caring for others and kindness for other people. Do you see that, yes or no? Did you know we have so many volunteers and that's what they are? They're kind and they're gentle and they're good to us here, aren't they? Sure. Freely giving to the work of the Lord. That's what they did. That's goodness. Goodness. Giving to others. You see how the early church acts, the Holy Spirit came, and how it looks a lot like the fruit. I'm just trying to make the case. Are you seeing it or not? Continuing in unity every day. What's that word? Long-suffering. Hey, isn't that the truth say? Being unified takes some what? Long what? Suffering. Praising the Lord regardless. Joy. Because God lives in what? My house. Amen. And then they walked in the favor of the Lord. And that's at peace. Peace with God, but also peace with others when you walk through your community or in your family or wherever. God wants to give you that. Amen. Are you seeing that at all? So, today's message, we're done. Real fruit, real spirit. Just want you to see it. Let's praise the Lord this morning. Amen. Come on. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Amen. Praise the Lord.